Petersfield's Shine Radio.
This is Laura Shepherd at Petersfield's Shine Radio, and I am talking to the Lion and Unicorn players. I have to declare a conflict of interest here because my husband is a playwright and he is directing one of his own plays. So I put that out there straight away. But first of all, hello, Rob.
Hello, yes. You might consider that's quite egotistical of me wanting to direct my own plays. I would generally say to people, it's not a good idea to do that because other people can be much more objective about a piece of work than the person who wrote it. But I am, and I think it's gone all right. Well, the cast will tell me if I'm right or wrong about that.
Well, that sounded really cheery there, Rob. Now, tell us a little bit about the play. What's it called?
It's called Departures, and it's about six people, three men and three women, who find themselves in a VIP departures lounge, and they're not. It turns out they don't know how they got there or why they're there. So there's a bit of a twist to the play. The idea for the play has been knocking around in my head for a very long time, in fact, and I've had ideas about who some of the characters might be, but I didn't actually get down to writing it until during lockdown, actually. And it did have a first performance on Zoom with a different cast in lockdown. One of the cast. Gemma was in that production. But otherwise, it's all new. And this is the first stage production, which is always what it was intended to be.
Thank you. Lion and Unicorn were really a victim of COVID and the pandemic. And the group is starting from the ground up. I think that's fair to say. I'm going to talk to Norman, who is the only one of the six who is an existing LNU member, but is also the chairman. Hello, Norman.
Hello.
Are you pleased that this play is being put on?
I'm very pleased that the play is being put on. And I'm grateful to Rob for putting it forward because it's been quite an enjoyable experience to do this. And we needed to get back on stage and do what we like doing.
Now, I'm going to come to some other members of the cast now. So first of all, I'm going to talk to Jez. Hello, Jez. Tell me who you're playing and a little bit about your character.
I play Brian. He spends most of the play ignoring everybody else. And the challenge there is that I shouldn't actually ignore everybody else because I do have things to do. And it's a mistake if it goes on too long without me doing them.
Okay, so maybe some of the pauses shouldn't be there. Is that what you're saying?
They're all fully intended.
Okay, that's a good answer. Have you done anything like this before, this kind of play?
No.
That was an interesting answer. Thank you very much for that. Steve, hello, Steve. Tell me about your character.
Well, yes, hello. My character is probably not the most likeable character, but I'm quite enjoying that challenge. One of the other challenges is my wife, Kate, is also in the play, and she happens to be one of the objects of my attention, which is causing us a few challenges switching from real life to the play, but it's great fun.
What is it like playing a character who is so different to yourself?
Well, thank you for saying that, first of all. I quite enjoy it because I think it enables you to just do something completely different that's not your comfort zone, and that is what I enjoy most about the theatre, something different.
Kate, what's it like acting with him?
Well, in some way it's quite satisfying because I can actually express my disdain and disgust, without getting into trouble, let's say.
Now, you're playing a character who's very unlike you as well, aren't you?
I am. I'm playing a character called Emma, who is actually in an abusive relationship, which I am not, thankfully. And I'm enjoying the sort of the contrast in her emotions, where she's quite a little bit bolshy, and but also got some sensitive side to her because she's in this abusive relationship.
And Gemma, so when you did this on Zoom in lockdown, you played Emma, in fact, didn't you? Now you're playing somebody who's supposed to be rather older than you are.
Actually, in the script, it says that she's late 40s, and I am late 40s.
Yeah, but you don't look it.
But yes, I was Emma last time, and this time I'm Molly. And Molly is quite tragic, I think. She's mostly concerned about her pets and doesn't seem to have much else in her life apart from her pets, and is one of the the quieter, more tragic characters, I think.
She's quieter, but also rather unstable, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what is that like, playing somebody like that?
It's very hot today, and it's actually in some ways made it easier because I'm feeling sweaty and overwhelmed, so it kind of works well with the character.
And what do you think of the play?
I really like the play. I liked it the first time around. It's been interesting this time around because we had a lot of discussions when we did it the first time about the characters and about their history and about their background. So I feel like I know each of these characters. I know their home lives. I know other things about them that actually the actors I'm working with might not know.
Ooh, this is intriguing. We might have to find out what all of this is. I'd forgotten all of that. So finally, Rob, tell us where this is on, when it is on, and how people can get tickets.
It's on at Sheet Village Hall, just outside Petersfield, on Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th of June at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available online at lionandunicorn.org, and there's a link there to the ticket source website. You can get your tickets in, or if you prefer to get them in person, you can get them from One Tree Books in Lavant Street in Petersfield, and tickets will also be available on the door.
Perfect. Thank you very much, everyone. Hooray!
Songs that shine forever. I'm so in love with you. Oh, no, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.